In an interview for the TV station BBC World, the Czech president Václav Klaus has said he expects that a planned US radar base will one day be built in the Czech Republic. But speaking on the combative program Hard Talk on Monday, Mr. Klaus surprised some by saying the base should come under the NATO alliance. Jan Wellinger has more.
Polls have repeatedly shown that the idea of a U.S. radar base stationed in the Czech Republic is not popular among many Czechs, but so far the idea has gotten tentative backing from both the country's government as well as its president. The former is in negotiations on the issue. The latter has signaled support, most recently in an interview for BBC television. On the BBC, President Klaus told Hard Talk host Stephen Sacker he thought the radar would eventually be stationed in the country, although he stressed that many technical and legislative issues needed to be resolved first. Questioned on the radar, Mr. Klaus said, "I think it will be there." But he also added, "not tomorrow and not the day after." Political analyst Jiří Pehe says the president's words need to be seen in a domestic light, against the backdrop of upcoming presidential elections. In those, Mr. Klaus will need to rely on votes from the Civic Democrats, who favor the radar project.
Mr. Klaus's statement needs to be seen in the context of domestic politics. Mr. Klaus is running for re-election, and I think that he wants to reassure especially his own party, the Civic Democratic Party, that he is supporting the radar. On the other hand, his statement should not be misread, because he says that he is convinced that eventually the radar will be put in the Czech Republic. What that eventually means is a bit of a mystery, because he didn't speak about the upcoming parliamentary vote on the issue of the radar. It could also mean that he feels that maybe the radar could be rejected during a parliamentary vote in January or February, and despite of this, this issue will not go away, and perhaps Czech politicians will return to it.
In the interview for the BBC, Mr. Klaus also suggested that the U.S. radar base would have more chance of being approved in the Czech Republic if U.S. missile defense saw NATO involvement, something he said he hoped would be decided in the interim of U.S. and Czech negotiations. Mr. Klaus said explicitly that he hoped for a NATO role. Until now, NATO backing is something that has been outlined as necessary primarily by the opposition Social Democrats and the coalition government's Green Party. Jiří Pehe once again.
I think it's very difficult to say whether Mr. Klaus backed the involvement of NATO in the past, because he didn't speak much on this issue. At the same time, now when he's bringing NATO into the picture, it could mean that he is adding one more condition to his support, because this has been a demand of some political parties for supporting the radar. The Social Democrats said, and Greens as well, said repeatedly that they could be open to a discussion about the radar if this was part of a larger NATO strategy.
As it stands, a decision by the government on the radar is expected after negotiations wind up early next year. That will then be followed by a vote in Parliament, which should decide the project's fate.